The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 78. Our captors appeared to be having some sort of conference just outside the doorway of our temporary prison. I could not clearly hear their voices, but I was pretty sure that it was English they were speaking. I thought that I heard the word untoward in the midst of one of their sentences. I therefore surmised that our captors must be men of some education. For no good reason, I took this as a hopeful sign. I guess I assumed that individuals who had managed to make it through a post-secondary education would be no longer capable of, or inclined towards, barbarity or excessive cruelty. There is, of course, nothing in the recent history of the planet, though, to indicate that this would be true. But I suppose in such circumstances one is inclined to grasp at straws. As I was straining to overhear their conversation, I guess I inadvertently moved closer to the door, and, concentrated as I was on using my ears, I neglected to use my ocular faculties to their best advantage. That is to say, I did not notice that our guard was silently and rather frantically motioning me to get back towards the center of the room. Because I was so clearly ignoring his warning gestures, he spoke aloud for the first time. He barked at me to get back. Startled, I obeyed, but as I quickly moved back towards the others, I thought, that was no man's voice. Even taking into account the apparent young age of our warder, there was no mistaking the voice for male. Obviously, this pistol-waving bandolero was a woman. When I looked back at her, I realized that her mustache had been darkened in with mascara. I looked through the doorway at the others. It was clear to me now, from the fit of their jodhpurs and their tailored jackets, that they were all women. In fact, it seemed so obvious that I wondered why I had not noticed it before. I suppose that having a gun shoved in one's face can throw off one's normally highly tuned perceptive abilities, if I may be so bold as to claim such abilities for myself. But it does have a tendency to focus one's attention mainly on the cold metal in front of you. The wielder of the weapon fades somewhat into the background. At least, that is my excuse for not noticing that we had been seized by a group of armed ladies. And I wasn't sure how I felt about that.